Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, you getting some good?
I'm good.
I was on my way driving here, by the way, and I saw a blonde twink in a Mini Cooper. And I just want to ask you, is there anything gayer?
No, they love Mini Coopers.
I mean, cute little thing.
They love it. It's, you know why? Because they think of it as themselves, and they love anything that's small.
I don't know what that feels like.
I wish I was smaller. I wish I was like, part of me wishes I was like 90 pounds.
I'd like to be my birth weight, 7.8.
That's never going to happen.
So I guess we should move on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. 90 Day Gays, let's love!
Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays, y'all. This is our first Patreon episode. We're very excited.
This is our first Patreon.
Mostly because I'm Scrooge McDuck and my eyes go, and it goes dollar signs, ding, ding.
Y'all. And I like to give y'all added value and other content.
And money. And money helps.
This is probably the first time that you and I have had a patron that it wasn't somebody we were given a blowjob. Wouldn't you agree?
That's fair. That's
yeah,
exactly,
that's really,
you know,
fair.
When I usually, unfortunately for me, I wind up giving it up for free way too much.
Y'all, I have tried because he has beautiful eyes. I've tried to pimp him out.
I've actually dated people who are wealthy, and they, and everyone gets very upset at me when I break up with these eligible men who have money, and because I say I wasn't really in it for my heart.
We could be doing this.
I'm Darcy down deep, y'all.
You are. That is a damn truth.
I go.
We could be doing this show.
I'm Darcy down deep. It's true.
In the Hollywood Hills right now in a studio.
Y'all, if I had a nickel for the producers that I dated, I would have at least 5 nickels.
Not having to yell at motorcycles or when an ambulance drives by, yell at y'all not to pull over. But instead, someone had to fuck some broke Latin poppy at Fiesta Cantina and cheat on their rich boyfriend.
Ooh, they got the caliente, though. Ooh, yes.
And that's why we're here.
And that's why we're here in, with fire trucks outside in, my window in the middle of Hollywood.
In fucking Hollywood,
because
California.
You know what? I won't settle. Because I won't settle.
Yeah.
Because I'm in it for love.
Your ass will.
I'm in it for love, okay?
Y'all, so
the stars are all aligned.
Stars are all aligned. If you're wondering how this Patreon stuff is going to work, there are two tiers right now that we have
two
going
tiers.
On. Two tiers. That's what I said.
Use your tongue.
That's what he said.
I don't want to ever think about you using your tongue.
But anyway, so for those of y'all listening, you can do the podcast at one of the levels, but then also one of the other levels is we record ourselves watching kind of our reactions to these shows.
We had a blast. It was like our version of Pillow Talk, kind of.
It is. We realized when we watched the episode again to take notes, we didn't hear a lot of things because we were talking over it.
Because we're just talking over it.
So,
because that's what we do, y'all.
Guaranteed, though, if you're listening to the podcast and wondering, are we just talking about the stuff we talk about when we watch the video? No, it's a different show.
Yeah, it's a different show because when I wrote this down, we're responding in the moment a lot of times to what we're seeing on the screen.
Oh, that's an understatement.
And sometimes I say inappropriate things.
Yeah, I can't edit it out. So if Poodle says something, just don't get me fired from all this.
It's only slightly racist this time.
He is from South Carolina, y'all, and grew up with people that didn't know better.
You know what?
And I'm still too young to care. I'm old enough to know.
Callback. But I'm still. Wade Hayes was hot.
He was hot. So.
Someone posted that. I wake up with a hammer in my hand.
They did post that.
Boss man yelling something. How do I know this song? Boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. Don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better. Know better? And I'm still too young to care. Sorry.
I just
sorry
had to let him get it out.
All right, I feel better now.
So, y'all, just so we can remember, so y'all don't get us confused, my name is Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I am Jake Anthony, also known as Poodle.
And we are the 90 Day Gays. And so this
we
episode,
are.
We're starting with drum
season
roll,
one please. Of, sorry, I just stepped on your drum roll.
Before the 90 Day, season one, episode one, doing Bon Voyage. We plan on, we're going to be doing all the 90 Day seasons, but honestly, y'all, a lot of you have said that episode one, or season one of 90 Day Fiancé wasn't that great.
It was ho-hum, and we're going to go back and do it.
We're going to go back and do it, and we have a special way, I think, we're going to be doing it, so we'll announce that. But so we're going to start with Before the 90 Days. And
that was how our brand kind of caught on, was Before the 90 Days.
So we thought this would be good.
I just
good.
Said brand, so I'm going to throw myself out a window.
I'm disgusted by you. You're gross. So this is season one, episode one, Bon Voyage. This episode came out on August 6, 2017. And that is something important to know.
Oh, because August 6, 2017.
We're not going to do it right now, but we have a new segment for the show.
I need to think about that.
Calling, what do we call it again?
Let's do the time warp again. I was going to do the harmony. You shouldn't have gone to it.
I didn't know. We didn't discuss it. Anyway, y'all, let's do
You're
time warp.
You're supposed to be able to roll with it.
Y'all, this is an exclusive segment
just for
our Patreon
members. That's just for you. Y'all can lord it over everybody.
And be sure to listen to that at the end of the
We don't need
show.
To forget about that.
No. But as we usually do, shall we start with our lonely hearts?
Oh, our first lonely heart. Y'all, we know her.
We know her.
We all know this girl. Some of us are this girl. It's Darcy, y'all.
She lives in Connecticut. She works in fashion.
Okay.
I didn't know this.
I did not know this bitch.
House of 11.
House of 11.
That is a generic, basic as fuck name.
She runs it with me and my sister.
Y'all, if you bought something from House at 11, come at us.
We need to know.
Is it good quality? Is there stuff that we can get?
It's made in Indonesia.
Do they have sizes that would fit men?
Yes, because
we would wear it
because Darcy and Stacy are these days probably our size,
probably because their tits are so big.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, what were your first impressions?
I'll start with this. Darcy, I will say Darcy looks better this season than she did season three, the most current season.
Can I clarify?
Yeah,
do you mean her face?
Her face.
Or her hair.
No, her
overall.
Hair is garbage.
It's too dark.
Yeah, she looks like Morticia Adams.
I want her to do like a honey blonde like J-Lo. That's what I want her to do.
It would not help. I don't think it would help. All I know is her. She's still got the horsehair extension shawl. It's two big horse tails running down her boobs.
They look.
It looks so
dreadful.
Bad.
It literally looks like all she uses.
They are fraying.
Mane and tail, that conditioner. Remember those girls that would use that?
What are you? That's what you use on the horse, and I use it on my hair, mane and tail.
Or like really bad Prel. Like,
oh,
she doesn't.
Yes,
yeah,
love.
It's not for color treated hair.
Y'all, if you're listening and you're using horse conditioner on your hair, good for you. But you are
you need to love yourself more.
You're country.
If you're using horse conditioner, you should love yourself more.
Get some Win or some
Pantene. Or even just some the conditioner without PBAs in it.
Yeah.
Because you owe that. You owe yourself that.
To yourself.
Spend $15 on conditioner. You deserve that.
Hair products is the one thing we shouldn't
skimp
on.
Exactly.
Because every time you do, you get upset.
That's true.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, this season she looks better because she hasn't gotten like she got injected like a turkey.
No.
Like she's had... Season 3, she had so many fillers in her lip and her face.
It was a lot.
She hasn't been injected yet,
yes,
like you do a turkey with, yes, like, Cajun seasoning.
That sounds delicious. That sounds delicious.
And now you're looking at me like I'm a turkey and you want to eat
me. You made
me
hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I want to say, it's somebody I want to see more of. It does make me happy that Darcy and Stacey have a gay Stanley Tucci.
Oh,
I liked him.
He's like, yes, I will help you. Anything you girls want.
I
want
to watch that show. I want to see what is the life of gay Stanley Tucci helping them do this House of 11 fashion.
I feel like Stanley Tucci is pretty gay.
I feel like.
Even though he's not.
Well, no, because
he's played so many gay roles.
He's a character from Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, and he was in Burlesque as a gay person.
Give a little more.
I knew that would happen.
Welcome to Burlesque. Okay, I was just in Mexico City.
That's a terrible movie, and anyone who thinks Burlesque is a good movie needs to come at us.
But it's also kind of Showgirls wonderful.
Showgirls makes no sense. Burlesque tries to make sense. If you haven't listened to the How Did This Get Made podcast with their episode of Burlesque, you need to download that shit right now because it's one of the funniest things you'll ever hear.
I bet that's
Nick
good.
Kroll, June Diane Raphael, and Jason Mantzoukas.
It's
fantastic.
You know, we saw that with my mother on Thanksgiving, and as we walked off, all of us LA film people were like,
you know,
this is horrible.
You know you're gay when you see a movie with your mother.
My mom was like, oh, I want to see Cher. And then we thought, everybody, we're all like, this is horrible. My mom said, well, the movie's called Burlesque, and it was about a burlesque. I liked it. And you know what? Sometimes that's all you need.
She's right. Whew, your mother liked Burlesque. That is the one sentence that describes her.
I love my mother. She just got out of the hospital. She's doing better, so send her some good vibes, y'all.
Wow, I just got thrown down. Anyway, so it turns out that Darce has, we already know who this guy is that she's had a relationship with. It's Jesse, y'all. Jesse from Amsterdam. And y'all, I'm sorry. And I know everyone's watched, we haven't watched the previous seasons.
We haven't.
And everyone hates him but me, who kind of wants to fuck him. Now, hot, and I'm sorry, y'all. His body is amazing.
And too much tanner.
I don't like it when he's shaved. I like it when he's blonde and has a little bit of hair on his chest. Like, hairy blonde guys are where it's at for me. I think they're so hot.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
This is why Poodle and I can be best friends, because when we go out, we are complete different spectrums of who we hit on.
Because you like black guys who are fat.
And you usually got people that don't speak English and don't have jobs.
I can't argue with that, actually.
And I do like soft in the middle.
Uh-huh. He likes them soft in the middle.
I do.
Anyway, so Jesse is a model from Amsterdam, and he's hot.
With really, really, really douchey model pictures.
Yeah, they're really bad.
There's one
he's
picture
a douchebag. I totally admit it.
He's just spread eagle in his underwear. I'm like, I've never seen this in Elle magazine.
Y'all. And he thinks a lot of himself, y'all. We already said on the on our live kind of watch party. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to call it. The live watch party.
Ooh, let's call it that.
And
although it's not live at all. So It's already.
Watch party.
The watch party we filmed 2 weeks ago.
No, it's live. We watch it live. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Oh, Lord.
The live watch party. That's what's going to be, and I'm not changing it. Anyway, we decided that he masturbates in the mirror.
For sure.
He loves to watch himself.
For sure. I bet he eats his own jizz.
That's hot. I'd watch that.
Wow. Y'all.
I'd watch that.
His face went somewhere.
I know.
But, you know, Darcy is up. I think what's interesting about this, y'all, this can teach us that, as we talk about on our show, what are red flags? When are red flags that maybe Darcy should have known? And I will say so far, at least in the first episode, there's not a lot of red
flags.
There's
not a lot. Well, he's 18 years younger than she is.
That's a red flag.
Also, he only sends her modeling pics.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, because that means how he perceives himself. Lastly,
it's very therapeutic, or very, it's like a anthropology, you know, to go back and see it this way.
Also, anthropology is in the subject, not the store.
Yeah. Which I do enjoy this story.
And, you know, anthropology is the study of cultures, not history.
But like of people and cultures.
You don't know what that is. Anyway, so what you were asking us, what photo did Darcy send Jesse?
Oh.
That was one that was at least 10 years old. And
at
she
least.
Was thin.
She had some Rebecca filter shit on that. And there was like a peace sign. I don't get it. But Darcy does just
y'all
want peace.
Y'all come at us if you know why people fling that like sideways peace sign
although
in pictures.
Although maybe peace signs will come back.
No, peace signs are up this way. Are up like, but people give the sideways peace sign.
Oh, I think it's
sign.
Like deuces. Is it like a gang thing?
Is it really ridiculous that we don't know what this is?
It just shows
it's
how.
It's not a gang thing.
This is very white. And this is coming
and also
from.
And it's not gay at all. No gay person has ever flung that unless they're trying to be straight.
I feel like probably Darcy is like, she's kind of like the, the hippest person in Connecticut. Really?
That's saying something.
Don't you
and
think?
Where she is.
Y'all.
Maybe.
That Connecticut. If y'all are in the snow right now,
y'all,
I
there's
feel
so much
fucking
sorry
for snow.
You.
There's too much fucking snow.
Anyone who lives in the Northeast needs to just get a summer share here.
Please
because
do.
Winter here is fucking amazing.
Sleep. Oh, now we're burning. There's literally a fire 3 miles from us right now. But the windows are
we're
open.
On it's, fire, so it's fine.
It's 88 degrees here in November.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But anyway, y'all, Darcy says that she just likes European guys because they have more pizzazz, more culture.
And they have more culture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, more pizzazz, culture.
So she's heading for Amsterdam for 6 weeks, which sounds like a lot to me.
That's a lot of hash.
That's a lot of time to go.
I've been to Amsterdam. I did hash, and I can't remember like 2 days.
I bet you fucked so many people in Amsterdam.
I know I fucked one guy who really looked a lot like Jesse. He was blonde. They're all blonde.
They're
y'all.
All blonde.
He was very tall. But I barely remember him. Because I was so high on hash.
Bet you remember his dick.
I do.
Yeah, no.
They're all uncut, y'all. Let me just give you a rundown because this is the
Talk
Patreon
about Amsterdam.
This
dick.
This is the Patreon episode. We're gonna go deep on a BDF, and so we're gonna name everyone's dick size. I can just tell you that Jesse. Yeah, we need to go deep on dick size. Jesse does not have a big dick. Mm-hmm. It's not. Now I will say this. It's not super tiny. It's just it's uncut, of course, because it's Amsterdam, and It will get really hard when he fucks you, but mostly because he's thinking about himself.
Ah, he's thinking about how good his pecs look.
It's not thick. It's thin.
Mm-hmm.
But it will do the job, and it will get there.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not thinking about any of your needs while he's fucking you.
And I think probably he has small testicles.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm not a big ball whisperer like you are. Like, I can't see balls.
I do know about balls. This is why we're friends.
Yeah, that's true. So we're gonna get BDF results on all the males.
I feel like he's probably at when he is really thinking about himself. Like he just went to the gym. He just looked into the mirror.
Five and a half.
Yeah, I was gonna say
maybe
five
six.
And three fourths.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
That's about right.
There you go.
I mean, it would do the job. Y'all, sometimes, especially in the morning, you know, because especially when you're
you don't want to deep dive.
And it's like right away. Sometimes a morning dick that's about 5.5 is just like, hello. It's just like eating an Egg McMuffin.
Wake up, flowers. I've been up for hours. There's work to take.
Sorry, Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, we just messed that up. Anyway, y'all, that's a little bit of the difference here at the Patreon is we're going to go in specifics and really deep dive into this show.
I'm sorry. Anybody who was really offended by me graphically talking about morning dick. Because there is a morning dick. You can't. Morning dick should not be big. Morning dick should
be
reasonable.
No, I can't have any of that. Morning
dick.
Poop.
Morning dick should be like, you know, because everything's super sensitive anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry not to get into it. Boy, I'm like giving out. I'm doling out real gay wisdom here, and it's a little bit too much.
I don't know if wisdom is the right word, but I'll take
porn.
It. Yeah, basically. So
Darcy's cooking her daughter's breakfast.
We meet her daughters, who are gorgeous and obviously more
Anika,
well-adjusted.
Aniko and Aspen, which are still terrible names. We agree.
We agree with that.
And the daughters are super level-headed, like we said before.
They are. They seem fine. She's cooking for them. And then we meet Darcy's sister.
Stacy.
We meet Stacy, which we all know.
They get along so perfectly, y'all.
They get along so perfectly. By the way, we should have said this at the beginning, y'all. We watched 90 Day Fiancé before. You can download them on Apple Podcasts. Or if you have Hulu, they're all on Hulu.
Yes. And
so
I just uploaded to, upgraded to Hulu Plus.
And there's no commercials.
There's no ads. It's $11.99 a month, y'all.
So if you want to catch up with us. Hulu, shout out, tell Hulu Plus 90 Day Gay should give us a commission.
They're too big. I have a feeling they like gay people but don't like us enough.
Maybe.
We should have a show on Hulu.
Yes.
Because they have a lot of gay movies.
They do.
Hulu is gay. I'm saying it now. Hulu is a gay subscription service.
10 seconds before you said they don't like gay people and now they're gay.
No, I just said they don't like our kind of gay.
No, they had Billy Eichner. He's our kind of
That's
gay.
That's true. They do.
He looks normal.
We should have a show on Hulu.
Y'all, if y'all work from Hulu, come at us.
Come at us.
All right.
Anyway.
So we meet the sisters, and we
and
see
so
immediately
they're packing. Yeah, they're
how
packing.
Competitive they are.
So that brings us to our first installment of 90 Days Theater. And this is, I will be playing the role of Stacy.
And I'll be playing my Emmy-nominated role of Darcy.
It's really pretty goddamn great. the stage directions are Darcy and Stacy are in Darcy's room, and Darcy is packing, and Stacy is staring at her on the bed and blinking her eyes rapidly. So I'm, you're looking a little nervous, Darcy.
I'm not nervous. What am I not nervous? I think he's the one.
You know, how do you know? You haven't even been together.
I just know these things. You know, I know. I have a sense. I'm good.
But you know, it's fine. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Watch out for yourself.
I know you're saying, but I'm the older sister. But like 7 minutes, I know what the fuck's going on. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Separate sides of the world, and I know.
Eyelashes slipping rapidly. It's fine. You know, okay, whatever. It's fine.
I still know I'm going to ride his dick.
And you should. And scene.
That's how that went.
That was their first encounter, y'all. And you can tell it's going to be unhealthy for the rest of their relationships.
The rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
But you were right, and I never noticed this. When Darcy blinks, it literally is just her way of saying "fuck
no,
you."
Stacy.
Or Stacy blinks is just her.
She
name,
blinks her lives like
"fuck you, fuck you."
It's like "fuck you, fuck you, fuck you." With every blink, she's telling everyone "fuck you."
I think that's it. I mean, Darcy drops her girls off, and there's like, this is what I wanted to ask you. Did you have something else about her sister?
No, I was just going to say that like. We've talked a little bit about Darcy's problems, but the biggest problem is the love addiction. Like, she's addicted to being in love, looking for love.
Yes.
The idea of being in love.
Well, what
all of it.
What I was going to say, which totally piggybacks, and if it's, I'm going to say,
that's what they call me in college. Totally piggyback.
There goes totally piggyback. Woo! Who's he on this week? Daryl.
Help! Get him off of me.
But even with her daughters dropping them off,
yeah, I agree.
It was so. Did you feel like that was the most dramatic?
It was too staged. Yeah.
It was so. What I mean, when my mother dropped me off at summer camp, the tires squealed.
I could not get out of the car fast enough.
And, I mean, I was happy to leave,
and
too.
My mother was crying. She's like, Mom, I'll miss you, boys. We're like, yeah, fuck off. Bye.
Your poor mother.
And then we that summer camp, we were like, no, we're gonna go home.
And Darcy goes into this long description of like this girl's like, I just want you to know I love you. I want you to know I'm not leaving you. And I'm and that this man, this is my chance to find love.
Also,
everybody deserves love.
Y'all, no one should talk this way to their kids.
Yes. Thank you.
The only one who has a more awkward relationship with their kids than Darcy is the person sitting beside me or their mother.
No, my mother and I are way better than Darcy and her kids. Y'all, if you need to talk to your kids about your relationship, come at us on the Sissy Squad and maybe ask some squatters.
You need to figure out. We can talk about it. Some of the squad people have said, yeah, it was a long time before I introduced especially with season 7, before I introduced my kids to my fiance.
Yeah.
It was a long time. Yeah.
Anyway, it was just so, I was like, just say bye. And then she drives off and she just is talking to herself saying, I'm following my heart. Following my heart. My heart is telling me to go see him. I gotta go with love. Gotta go with love. Here I go. And that's
Darce.
Pretty much.
I don't have a lot of hope. As we know, this Jesse thing doesn't work out. He's going to be super controlling. Anyway.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Shall we move on to our next lonely heart, Crazy Paul?
Woo!
Wow. Y'all.
So, y'all, we watched The Other Way. We watched Toe.
So, we know a little bit about Paul and Carini.
Just from this latest season of The Other Way.
Yeah. So, we thought that Paul was crazy. Now, we kind of see the origin story, like Batman.
I was just about to say, this is like Batman.
You're the same person.
Except for Bruce Wayne going off to, like, some Asian country and having Liam Neeson fight him. His mom gives him her hair.
And that pretty much explains
and
his
Bruce relationship. Wayne never set anyone's house on fire.
It's true.
It's that true. We know of.
That we know of.
So we meet Paul and we're disturbed mostly because he looks like he was, if there was a school for incels, you know, those involuntary celibates who like shoot up places, Paul would be a member. He would be in the yearbook.
He would.
He's so disturbing, y'all. Like every time I look at him, I think he has totally like made homemade bombs just to think if he could do it.
Again, 100% agree. And I will also say, we never really paid attention to Paul's age. We both thought he was in his 20s because
he's
so
juvenile. Fucking 34.
We were shocked when we saw that
he was
34.
Fucking 34.
We did not get that from the other way.
No.
Fucking 34.
When we first see him, Paul is wearing
I had a car payment at 34. Like, I mean, I've had more than, I don't think Paul even, I paid for my health insurance at 34.
No, his mother still is banging for that. Yeah.
Paul does not, I bet he doesn't even pay for his cell phone.
No, he has burners. He has Cricket phones. I will say, Paul actually, I was shocked. Paul has a job in where we saw, he works in research and IT, which basically means he is like on the fucking dark web nonstop.
Yeah, he's on like 4chan.
Also, exactly.
I'm Paul, scared to even
Paul
say 4chan.
Is wearing a suit that I could only refer to as a 54 tall from the men's warehouse.
I said he got it from the gay Catholic thrift store or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. It's a bad suit, y'all. It's a very ill-fitting suit.
You know what he looked like? He looked like, remember when Beetlejuice ate the wrong thing and his head shrunk at yes. the end of Beetlejuice?
Or like every ring bearer. Every ring bearer kid who is always wearing an outsized suit because you can't put a child in a suit.
Do you know what he looked like, really? And this is going to be sad because we both have seen this. He looked like the poor kid at prom.
He did.
And
We all knew that kid. Jeremiah Holcomb.
Oh,
I know that.
Jeremiah Holcomb. That is a country name.
He was hot. Anyway.
Is that your country fuck you always wished?
No, I kind of always wished it, but yeah. People may know who that is, who I'm talking about, but that's okay.
Hey, I talked about some of the show. They said, hey.
So the travel clinic that Paul goes to, this woman is already, like, she's got visual aids. This bitch has got visual aids for the map of Brazil and says, yeah, you're going right into the malaria asshole.
Basically, see that asshole that's
winking
at you?
See how it's red? Boop, 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 boop. See that asshole? That's where all the malaria is.
Y'all,
so, bitch, you're going to die.
She's concerned. I'm going to call her Charlotte because that's what I think
her
name is.
They didn't give her a name. Although she did say a funny thing to Paul. He said, hopefully you don't get malaria because, you know, dead is dead.
That's some real country wisdom, y'all. We just lay it out for you.
I don't know also if you noticed that Paul's southern accent has been mitigated in these the next two seasons.
I think maybe it's because he just gets fatter so he can't talk as well.
Maybe, because he's
tongue
like,
gets fat.
He said, I don't want to get ate up by a piranha.
He's a string bean in this.
He is. And I will say, Paul has pretty eyes and pretty lashes. But
y'all,
everything else is disturbing.
If you're going to kiss him, you have to touch those teeth.
And those lips that just need give me some Burt's Bees. Just a little Burt's Bees.
Fuck Burt's Bees. I'll take Carmex at this point. I'll take just Vaseline from a tub.
Gay people don't use Carmex. We
Paul,
will always
use... Paul,
just
go to a gay sex club. They've got a tub
they
of
got a
lube somewhere.
They got or even some coconut oil.
Just
rub
put it
those
on
your lips.
I don't think they sell that in Ohio.
You're right.
Too cold.
Anyway,
y'all, he's going to go to the butthole of malaria.
Paul, the reason why he's doing this is Paul says, I really haven't had the best of luck to dates with dates in my area, which basically means, everyone's afraid I'm going to burn down their house like I did my ex-girlfriend's.
And he stalked too many people. Oh yeah. Cause not Carini, but he did burn down
a house of his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So y'all, He's co-raped.
He likes fire, y'all. He's a fire bug. Fire,
so
fire, 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 fire.
Exactly.
If you've ever been in a to hear a fire drill and place, the place just goes fire, 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 fire. One time, my mother thought she wanted to.
Never make that face.
I know. I won't. My mother decided she wanted to try to deep fry a turkey, and she said, "It's too cold outside. Let's do it inside."
No, I'm telling you, this is not going to end well.
And we put it on the gas stove, and the oil goes over to the side when we put the turkey in, and it like ignites, and my brother like and I were like, "Oh my God, the house is on fire." And it goes, "Fire, fire, fire, fire," our burglar alarm. And my father from the living room says, "Everything all right in there?"
Did y'all get blown out to extinguisher?
In the most lackadaisical way. Did I even get up to see if we were fine?
Boy, I was like, mother
letting. Is everything okay? We still tell that story.
Y'all, that is a word of warning. Because we are.
Don't deep fry a turkey indoors.
We are approaching Thanksgiving. Don't deep fry a turkey indoors. In fact, if you don't have the equipment, I say just go get your turkey deep fried and pick it up.
I agree. Or do a turkey like I do, and we can put that on our website.
Oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the regular podcast, because everybody deserves that info.
We need that info.
I was going to say, I'm going to switch a little bit and talk about Karini, because this is the first time we really saw her.
Karini. Yeah.
I'm going to say something that I think is controversial.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I think Paul got catfished a little bit.
Really?
In the way that, y'all, Karini was serving up gooch. She was in a little, you know, because we saw Karini.
Goosh, 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 goosh.
Wow, it's your time. You know, you're going to be mine.
Because, y'all, we've seen her like pregnant and depressed, but this, she was like shaking her
tits. I've never seen Karini smile. She was totally catfishing him. She's like, "I'm going to get me some North Carolina or some Lexington, Kentucky." Louisville, Kentucky.
I don't know. Some people like Karini. I don't necessarily think Karini is the best person either. I think she's just as cuckoo as
Paul. She's an opportunist.
Yeah, I think she's an opportunist. Yep. And I think I look at these videos and I'm like, really? And it's shocking to me that you live in a place, and this isn't necessarily her fault. She doesn't have a toilet.
No utilities, no AC.
But she has a cell phone. But that's not her fault.
And she's got high-speed internet.
That actually is not. I just saw a documentary last night, actually, my friend. It's a really great documentary. It's touring around the country, and it's called Mr. Toilet. And it's about this guy who is wanting to bring toilets to. Did you know China and India? China has the second people that open defecate. 60% of open defecation. But anyway, it's a big deal, especially for women, because they can't like go to the bathroom without getting raped. So I don't blame Karini for that.
Holy shit.
I know.
That was like a slap in the face where you can't go to the bathroom without being raped.
Literally, yeah.
Is that really true?
Oh yeah. My God. The women in India talk about they'll go to the bathroom in the morning all together, and then they'll go at night and not during the day when the men are there, and they'll go in groups, and they have to hold their bathroom the entire day.
So y'all, let's go into something a little nicer instead of being raped in the bathroom.
So look up Mr. Toilet. It's a great documentary. But anyway, what I was going to say is, I'm not judging her for not having a toilet, but I am judging her. You asked for him to give you internet. Maybe he could like give you some. If Karini, if you're going to play the sugar daddy thing, right, get a place with AC.
Yeah, I think she's living with her parents, oh, with though. I was horrified by one detail, and that you have to fly into Brazil, and it's 8 hours. Then you have to go up the river.
No, 17 hours.
17 hours, sorry. 17 hours to Brazil. Then you have to go up the river for 8 days.
No,
Three days.
But still.
How did I get all that wrong?
You are horrible with numbers.
Maybe I don't understand numbers.
If it's not money, Poodle's horrible with numbers.
Yeah, you're right. If it's not like numbers, I'm Scrooge McDuck. I know not. I can do money.
He just dives into his money like DuckTales.
Cratchit.
anyway,
so Paul's got. Sorry.
It gave me more empathy for his mother that went and fucking saw that baby.
hit. We're going to talk about Paul's mother in just a minute.
Maybe.
Sandra.
No, that's from 227.
Come at us if you know 227.
Come at us if you love
Hello,
Jack K.
Maybe.
Well, we love Jack K. I follow her on Instagram.
I just had a date with a rich man. Mary, what are you doing this holiday?
That's kind of how you patterned your love life.
Exactly. Sandra.
Anyway.
So Paul is doomsday prepping in the backyard.
Boy.
He is
the person you want if the world's coming to an end.
With all kinds of like military footlockers duct taping him, all kinds of like rations and shit.
Condoms for his pencil dick when he swims.
Yeah, y'all, I'm just going to say right now, Paul has a tiny dick. It's you know what it's not,
but I
think it's long,
big testicles. Though.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And it is kind of long. It's thin though. It's like a needle dick.
He kind of looks. If you look at him, it's like Goofy, but with a shorter nose, but with the long ears. That's his balls.
I get that.
Gorsh.
That was a Goofy into a Yahoo, into a fan scream, or a chandelier scream. We don't even know what people call it. Paul's mantra is, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Did your father say that?
Kind of.
It reminded me of your dad when he said that.
It kind of reminded me. And that's a hoarder's mantra. Like, he's got some serious psychological problems.
Well,
it's not good.
I think, y'all, anybody who's that crazy in this day and age, what did I say this episode came out? This came out in 2017, 2 years ago. Y'all, people that carry shit, pack luggage without wheels are fucking idiots.
I agree.
Everybody can have wheels in this day and
age. So true.
And that he has those crates that he can go to the, y'all, and you can get luggage at the Dollar Tree. It's not like you have to spend a lot of money on luggage.
No, it's true. That's true. Speaking of Dollar Tree, or actually Walmart. So
Kroger. It was Kroger.
Was it Kroger?
Mm-hmm.
So Paul is at Kroger, and he is with Karini on FaceTime or some shit. And he's showing her, like, Reese's and Whoppers and fucking Nilla wafers. And Karini has to, like, put her thumbs up or thumbs down to say what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was me, I would, like, thumbs up for everything. Bring me fucking everything.
It's true.
But then I had a problem with focusing on that scene because all I thought was when Paul was being filmed, he was behind Fudge Stripe Cookies by Keebler, and then I thought about how much I wanted Fudge Stripe Cookies. You did too.
I wanted them too. You know what?
Y'all, those are fucking amazing. Anybody who doesn't like Fudge Stripe Cookies doesn't know what they're missing.
It's true. This reminded me of the time I FaceTimed Poodle when I was in a gay sex club and showed him all the dicks. And I was like, thumbs up if I suck it, thumbs down if I don't. Because he couldn't hear because of all the club music. And he would be like, And let's be honest, there were more thumbs up than
there not. There were more thumbs up than not.
Here was my thought in the grocery store was, y'all, here on Patreon, we're going to talk a little bit. It's a deep dive. One of my pet peeves, more than anything in the world, I think. But even more than cords.
Wow, that's saying something because you hate cords exposed.
Are when people talk on the phone in the grocery store.
Thank you for saying that. That's my pet peeve.
Can you imagine what all the other people trying to just get their fucking
They're trying to get their Captain Crunch.
They just want to get their Captain Crunch. They want to get their double
low
stuffed
sugar
Oreo.
Granola.
Their low sugar granola. And they have to listen to this asshole fucking FaceTime
fucking
somebody.
Fucking pipe bomber, abortion clinic bomber.
You can't even talk to somebody. And fuck, they just want to go to fucking Kroger's and leave and go home so they can
watch Two and a Half Men.
That's all they want, and they're going to miss because they don't have a DVR, so they watch it live.
Y'all, if you watch Two and a Half Men, come at us.
Because we
need to talk to you about it.
I've seen a couple of episodes. It wasn't good.
It's not good. Everyone's got an aunt and uncle who love Two and a Half Men.
I guess now Big Bang Theory. Oh, well, that's gone too.
But now Big Bang Theory. But everyone can kind of get Big Bang Theory.
Two and a Half,
Two and a Half Men
bad.
Is a different kind of, is a different animal.
But if you were that person in the grocery store, y'all, talking on your phone, especially if you're on speakerphone, we're judging you. Turn your phone off.
And you there's
and
that,
just go shopping.
And there's that person who just goes up and down the aisles on talking phone, on their fucking phone.
You're giving your friend relationship advice.
And they're spending
and
an hour in the grocery store.
We don't fucking care. We just want our goddamn quinoa.
And I just want to fucking get my frozen Brussels sprouts and go.
Or my cauliflower tots because I'm already angry that I can't buy tater tots. So I'm already pissed off.
He's already carb angry, y'all.
In the grocery store and leave.
I'm carb angry on a daily basis.
And it's always
at us if you're carb angry.
Come at us if you're carb angry. Because you know what? Cauliflower tots,
it's not the fucking same. Nor is cauliflower pizza crust.
No.
As much as every website will tell you it's not, fuck them.
And zucchini pasta is for losers.
I agree. And you can kind of cry when you eat it and be okay, but it's not as good.
But you got to put so much cheese on it, then you have the cheese farts.
I know, and then you don't crap for 3 days.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I think that was a little bit about us. Sorry, y'all.
So let's move on to Paul's mom, Mary.
Oh, Mary. Okay, bless your heart.
Mary. So we already know that Mary is a savage. Mary said, one of my favorite quotes was, How come you don't date someone around here, Paul?
And she does what you've noticed. She says something, and as soon as she says something, shades him, she laughs and smiles. I bet you
grew up. Y'all, she's my Aunt Linda. She is my Aunt Linda. Aunt Linda.
Is this your mom's sister?
No, my mom's sister-in-law. Aunt Linda will ask you a shady question and then laugh.
Does your mom like her?
For how much she can use her.
She respects
her
now.
That was some truth, and I didn't expect it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Anyway, y'all, we know we have to use people in our families. Because they have to be our friends.
They have to.
You're not.
Casey Musgraves says family is family.
You don't choose your family.
In church or in prison, you get what you get, and you don't get to pick them.
And you got to deal with who you get.
You do.
I actually love my Aunt Linda. Anyway.
We meet Mary.
She also says that I don't know if he doesn't. Think really highly of himself or what?
He hasn't had good, and I love that they kind of skip over the fire and she just says, he hasn't had good luck in relationships here. I don't know why he thinks it's going to be better over there.
Yeah, I mean, he burned down a couple houses. It's they don't have a lot of matches there, so I guess it's good.
I guess in the rainforest, it'll be too humid for anything to light.
And y'all, we cannot forget about this bitch's hair was glued to her face this season when she was visiting him.
In the third season.
Yeah.
In season one, it looks really nice and fluffy. Jake says her bangs are questionable.
I have a problem with her bangs. Season three, y'all, she looked as overheated as a motherfucker. Like she'd been in a sauna for 5 days straight. This bitch was tired of Brazil.
She was done.
She was tired of the gangs. She was tired of everything.
We'll get to that in our Patreon, 2 years from now or
two
whatever.
2 years from now.
Whenever we cover.
Anyway, I did write, Paul and his mother might be the only less healthy couple besides you and your mother.
I love my mother. We get along.
You're a little kind of like Paul and you and your mother.
Maybe. And remember, y'all send her prayers. Out of the hospital from those blood clots.
You're not going to let me forget that. Regardless of her health, you have a strange relationship. It's just true.
I just think it's loving, whereas you and your mother are loving. And
we have a normal son-mother relationship.
No, it's not normal.
We fight?
No, it's not. I'll call my mother and I'll say, Mom, I've been busy this week, but I just want to call and say I love you and talk a little bit. Oh, that's so nice. And then we talk and we have a good time. If you said to your mother that you were busy this week and that you only had time to call her once, what would your mother say?
She would say, oh, I know you're busy. It's fine. It's, you know, call me when you can. I'll be here doing nothing. You know, I just wanted to hear the sound of your voice. Y'all, that was a constant message that I was left on my college answer machine.
Normal for people.
That's pretty normal for me.
I think my mother's just not as passive aggressive as she has other things. Well, they all got something.
I just feel like you are connected to your mother, like via the breast.
Oh yeah, I never got off the tit. Love her.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying, even for some gay men, that's not the rule. So, I just want you to know that it's a little abnormal.
I feel loved.
Anyway, so. All right. Y'all, I just have, later on, she gives him, she goes to her comb and gives him a fucking clump of hair.
It's not even a
lock of hair like they would do in the medieval ages, y'all. This is, she grabs her comb and gives the hair that has fallen out of her head that has oil and dandruff and fucking mites on it, and he takes it in a napkin and puts it in his fucking suitcase.
Y'all know that she has,
and I want to throw up.
She probably has pictures of all her dead relatives. You know what I mean? My grandma used to do that, like when they take a picture of them in the casket and they
I love it when they do that. Yeah, it's
you
fucked
know
up.
She's got that. It made me seeing where Paul was from. Y'all, it looks like a home just in Southwest Ardmore, the town I'm from. And
doesn't Ardmore just sound sad?
It is. But I'm actually Lone Grove. But anyway.
Lone Grove.
It made me think, wow. It made me a little sad just because Paul's life could have been so simple and easy. And it's become
been
so
somewhere else.
Fucked up. Just of what he's done with his life.
I agree
now.
With that.
And it made me really sorry for Mary. And then later on, when they're going to the airport, Mary even says, she's lugging those fucking boxes that don't roll. And she's like, how did I get involved in this, Paul? How did I ever get involved in this? And I thought,
asking that too.
You're going to be asking yourself that for the rest of your life, Mary.
And I feel like the father may be the missing link in all
this. We don't
this.
Know a lot about
we
the
don't
father,
know.
But I think so
Y'all
too.
Come at us if you know anything about Paul's father, because I would really love to know. We should ask Kate Casey about this.
She may know. Interviewing. Y'all, we are.
Kate Casey said Paul is an actual crazy person.
She did say that.
That's what she said.
Say that. Y'all, we have another little segment that we like to call 90 Days Theater, and this is a shorter little segment, but still a snippet indeed of Paul when let's just, as you say, set the scene.
Let's set the scene.
Set the scene. What did you say? The descriptions? I'm blanking.
Description. The stage directions.
Stage direction is what, Poodle?
They are at the airport, and Paul's mother is telling him bye and telling him not to forget her and telling him to have fun. He's worried about missing her.
And so Paul approaches who?
And Paul approaches his mother. The person at the flight attendant.
The gate agent.
Sorry, y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. It's
even
here.
Even in the Patreon, y'all.
Don't pull over. Don't pull over. It's an ambulance.
Don't pull over. It's the ambulance is
that.
Here.
I was engrossed in our scene.
Anyway.
But yes, Paul approaches the gate agent.
The gate agent.
I will be playing the role of Paul.
And I will be playing the gate agent, who is strangely either Portuguese or German.
What name would we like to give her?
Inga.
Inga. That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Hello, how can I help you today?
Yes, I'm going to Brazil. I'd like to check my bags.
Oh, Brazil. Why are you going to Brazil?
Well, I'm going to see the love of my life.
Oh,
woman I met.
How nice. How long have you known her? I'm sure you have shared many happy memories together.
I've never met her. I'm going to meet her for the first time, but I might ask her to be my beloved and engage her.
Oh, that is nice too. How you're going to Brazil? And I wish you all luck in the world.
It'll be $85 for your bags.
And then this is Paul's mom.
Gah, $85.
Y'all, that is my mom that he just did there. Because my mom says, gah. Gah. That's so expensive. That is my mother's voice.
But that's what she did. That's what she
My mother goes, gah. You don't want to, she doesn't want to take Laura's name in vain, so she goes, gah. Yo, come at us if you've ever done, gah.
Okay.
My mother does say, caw.
We do.
Oh, anyway, we got it. And right, scene.
We got to keep going.
We got to keep going.
We're going to go see Judy tonight. Judy
we're
Garland.
Our last scene with Sean. Sean, who.
Yeah, that's all
and,
that we
and,
got.
And who
that.
Matt said in the beginning, said, I think he's kind of gay. And I was like, no, he's not. I'm convinced by the end of this episode that he might be.
Y'all, so again.
And I'm hard to convince of that.
We ask you, it's more than you are more than welcome to come at us. We do ask a little bit for us, and maybe some of you haven't done before the 90 days before. So on these newer people we don't know, we have not looked them up. We
no,
don't,
I
we
have
don't
no,
know.
I know nothing about them.
If they're engaged, married, gay, straight, whatever. So we're kind of, we want to experience the show as if you would have, y'all are reliving this
as
through
us. As nascent babies.
So. If you have spoilers, I appreciate you keep them to yourself. But if y'all want to talk about them in the squad, the Sissy Squad, the Facebook group, or on our Instagram at 90 Day Gays, or on Twitter, feel free. So let's talk about
Sean, who is 47 and a home remodeler.
You know what he
in
looks
in Springfield, Ohio.
Exactly. And the reason why I feel like Sean looks gay a little bit, he just reminds me of. I think some of y'all know Poodle's a life coach and I'm a therapist. And one of the first like internships I did was for a crystal meth recovery group. And he looks like a very religious man from the Midwest who had a troubled past, maybe with drugs, and then finally came out and got sober.
He's got a little bit of a facial wasting going on.
Yes.
He's
been doing drugs.
Yeah.
Something. So
we all, y'all come at us if you know what facial wasting
and
is.
I think he got his lips done, right?
He did right before it. Yeah.
They look
unless
like
he has,
injected.
Unless he has huge, huge fucking lips, which happens.
Anything else huge?
No. That's really? That's a no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is average at best, and it would seem like it would be.
Yeah.
It would seem like it'd be more, but it's thick. I will tell you that.
Is it because he's a bottom and he probably has a great ass?
That's true, but it's thick.
Okay.
He's a thick dick.
Maybe he's not gay, y'all, but we just got... So he's renovating this house. This house, I kept getting upset
this
about how disgusting...
This house is a fucking dump.
I mean, I don't think this house is livable. Renovate it, but I don't think it's
he's
livable
He's renovating
yet.
It, but he said... He never said it was really nice. He said it was big.
Y'all, this house is like something that, like, Shelley Duvall and fucking Tom Hanks wouldn't even live in.
That's Shelley Long.
Shelley
the money
Long.
Pit.
What did I say? Shelley Duvall. Duvall.
Wow.
You know what? I love both of them, though. Oh, I said Shelley Duvall because Paul's mom kind
of
looks
mom
like Shelley Duvall.
You of Shelley Duvall, yep.
Like olive oil and Popeye.
I mean, I know what I mean. I mean. I still didn't think that song existed. Minor songs I don't remember from Popeye the musical or the movie. I will say that he's talking about Sean has been married once before, and he has four kids, which is a lot.
Three sons, which we don't see, and then his daughter, Sarah, which we get to meet
Whose name is Bear, which is strange, but it's okay.
No, her name's Sarah.
No, he calls her Bear.
Oh.
So the first wife, he's like, yeah, we married for love. Second time, this description says it all. We realized we wanted different things out of life, which means... Either she became a lesbian.
She won a vagina and he didn't.
Or she stole all his money in the middle of the night.
I think it's probably the latter.
I don't know.
I keep saying Paul. Sean and I have something in common.
I know. You've always been drawn to darker colored individuals.
It's true.
Which is racist slightly, but that's fine.
Hey, I love who I love. And...
Still.
So he met Abby, who lives in...
Who's Haitian.
Who lives in Haiti.
Who
She's
is 20
Haitian.
Years old.
Y'all, that's a stretch.
That's 27. That's a 27-year age
She's
difference,
only
y'all.
1 year older than his daughter.
Yeah.
That's a little much for
he
me.
He loves her passion, and he loves her dreams.
God, that line made me roll my
and
eyes.
Do you feel it's a little like he's putting it on too much?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. He is playing
role. That's why I started to believe you after a while.
It really happened a lot when he was on the phone talking to her.
Oh, it was
that like
problematic.
FaceTime,
yeah.
And he was saying like, "Oh, you're everything I could have dreamed of a woman," meaning not living in the same county.
Exactly.
That's what he dreams
and,
in a woman.
And I can idealize you.
Yes.
And I don't have to like
what
think
are you
that you're real.
For? Why are you flopping
my
around
phone!
Like a wet twink?
My phone.
Oh my God.
We have to be at the movie by 6:10.
It's fine. We've got plenty of time.
Fine. We're going to see Judy tonight.
I said that. Are you drunk? We got. He's the last one. That's all we got.
Fine. Anyway, one thing about Abby that Sean says is that she's mature for her age, which is what every pedophile says.
Yes.
And what Mary Kay Letourneau said about about what's his name? Billy Falau. I don't know where I pulled that name out. Billy Falau. Mary Kay's like, he's very mature.
If you were fascinated by the Mary Kay Letourneau story.
Oh, I was so fascinated
come
by it.
Come at it.
Like To Die For with Nicole Kidman was one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that was a good movie.
I love any kind of like teacher fucking a student things. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Not that that's, but it's just, it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So
I'll say it.
He says, I'm nervous too. And he said he's so nervous because it's like a dream coming true. Again, it's this dream fantasy thing you talk about.
Yeah, and I want to say one quote. I'm so looking forward to the first minute I see you. I want to wrap my arms around you. And then I want to kiss your lips one by one. And then I want to look at your face because you're a woman. And I want to look at your face because I know I need a woman to make me a man. And I know I want to put my penis in your vagina.
We got it.
That was the, that
but
was
that
the
is
subtext.
How it, that was the
That's
subtext.
That's the subtext, y'all. And it just grossed me out to say it. So
please never use that voice again. Although that was pretty perfect for Sean, so I'm upset now because
he
you'll
does
probably
kind of talk like this.
But it is this kind. Do you remember that when you were dating girls and you'd be like, "Oh, I would say things like your makeup is real. I mean, your boobs are hot."
Oh, I was a little more convincing than you are, but yeah, something like that.
Okay. 20 of our listeners just pulled off the road from Laugh Date thinking that poodle is convincing.
I think so. Anyway, we come to the next scene when Sean has 190 pairs of women's panties.
190
on the bed.
Panties on the wall. 190
panties.
Take one down, put in your pants, spooge all over it because she's too young for you to date. That's the song.
190 panties on the big parade. 190 panties. So then we have Johnny, who's like, hey. He walks in. Y'all.
Johnny.
Y'all, Johnny's been in jail. There is no doubt that Johnny has not been incarcerated.
He has been in jail, and he made friends with the prison guards, and they still hang out and have coffee at Lou Elm's
and
diner.
Even Johnny was like, I'm cringing that I'm having to handle these panties because someone is going to see this on television and put me on my sex offender registry.
It's true, because y'all know he had to wear panties some in college, in prison.
Yeah, Johnny's seen some shit. And Johnny's the kind of the Angela. Johnny's got Angela skin color.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. I think they've used the same skincare regimen by meaning none.
Zero.
Just cigarettes.
Zero.
Marlboro skincare. And maybe a little bit of like Vaseline on a dry day.
Yeah.
Now, I will say he's bringing a ton of clothes so she can
she
resell
can resell them,
them
which so, is a completely normal thing in Haiti, obviously.
I guess they do what they got to do, but I mean, I guess that's thoughtful. He wants to help her make an income.
Yeah, but he's such a fucking Boy Scout. He should have a problem with that.
I mean,
but he must want her vajayjay.
I almost wish he would just give her money instead of buying 200 pairs of panties to bring.
We're going to have an issue with her friend, and she has a big issue with her quote unquote friend who's named Chris, who has fish lips, who's y'all, he's a fucking Jeffrey Epstein.
He's
disgusting.
He looks so.
He's in his 60s.
Gross.
And my favorite quote is, I just hope that what she's telling me is real, that they're just friends. Men who are 60s are not friends with women
in
their
20s. No.
They're fucking them.
They're fucking them. They're probably
or getting things from them,
pouring them
at
out.
Least.
This is not like, this is a little bit of like, with what's interesting about Before the 90 Days is a little bit of that kind of dumb American idealism. That,
and
oh,
Sean is a fucking patsy.
And oh, you think, oh, everybody, they get to make the same choices. No, this is a woman who lives in Haiti, a country racked by natural disasters, and it's a different
and
kind
they
of structure.
They still have a huge health crisis.
Huge health crisis. This is a woman who does not get to make, does not have the same freedom of choices.
And
you
she's
do.
Just still trying to get, she's trying to survive.
Exactly. Yep. And so she's got to do what she's got to do.
So anyway, Sean is like, I can't believe I'm going to Haiti, which no one's ever said. Usually you go to Haiti on humanitarian reasons.
Pretty much.
It's true.
It's true.
So.
And he even says he does have some reservations and his gut feels off, but he's still going to do it anyway. And y'all, if your gut is feeling off, then
you
something
need to listen.
Is off.
Yeah, you need to listen.
Like Beyonce and Dreamgirls. Listen!
Still a terrible song. Also, can we talk about what he's wearing on the plane? He's wearing a full-on buttoned-up shirt all the way to the top button and a gay polo vest.
Y'all, this
it's
is
a very gay outfit.
This is what your gay social studies teacher wore in fourth grade.
That is the truth.
Mine was Terry Waller, and that's exactly what he wore.
He was gay?
I look back and think he probably was. I don't even know if he's alive now, but I don't think he was at the time. But he would cross his – he just threw his paper at me. He would cross his legs and put his elbow on the podium when we were talking. He'd say, now, people.
Everyone – I love telling stories about my old teachers.
But, oh, wait, he was gay. You know why?
Why?
He played the organ at the church.
Say no more. Y'all, there in this life, there may be 5% of organists who want to fuck women. The other 95% are gay.
Pianist, a little bit of a higher percentage, but if you're
pianist, they're like 75 or 80%.
But if you're an organist,
95%, 97% maybe. Anyway,
I think we're going to get to this, or maybe we're not, but kind of like Avery in the other before, I think Sean has had deep, deep trauma.
I think that
we do not know the likes
of. I may agree with that.
And I hope I'm wrong, but that's what I think is going to happen.
I think that's our show.
That's all that I have about all the cast of characters in this show. There's just one little thing that, you know, in our other show, we talk about straight
we
people
do.
Be crazy.
Yeah, we do.
We aren't going to do that, I don't think, in this show.
No,
instead,
we're going to do
we're
one
gonna
other.
We're going to talk about our segment called Let's Do the Time Warp Again.
That hurt.
I'll tell everybody.
This show aired on what?
So, y'all, this is a segment where Poodle and I are thinking back of where were we in our lives when this happened.
Oh.
And we're going to guarantee you much like our sissy shout-outs in our normal show, these will be entirely accurate and 100%
real.
Or as Poodle likes to say, 110%
real.
Real.
And it hurts me to even say it.
So this episode came out on the 6th of August, the year 2017. Let's go back to what we were doing in August 6, 2017.
Well, ooh. I will say that I was preparing for Coachella because then Coachella, that's the terrible rock festival that's very corporate. Mm-hmm. And I was getting my Molly all organized in my pill containers. And I was getting all the best outfits. And then I realized about halfway there that I had forgotten the tickets, which is a very normal thing for me to
very
do.
Very normal.
And then I went home and got Dutch doored by two big black guys. So it was a great weekend.
Oh, that's a good weekend.
Yeah.
August 6th.
If you don't know what Dutch doored is, you can Google it. One in the front, one in the back. That's all you need to know. Exactly.
Yeah.
That was
good.
My time on August
6th, 2017.
What about you?
You know, I was, a lot of people know this, I used to be athletic, and I was playing a basketball game. Just playing.
Already, I'm not believing this.
I was playing a basketball game. I was a starter. I was a tight end on the basketball team.
Even then, no.
And
your end has never been tight. Maybe when you were 5 years old.
And suddenly I felt a little weird, and I grabbed the ball. I was holding the ball, and people were trying to steal the ball from me, and I just got really angry, and suddenly I turned into a werewolf. And then I started dribbling the ball, and I was really cool for like 1 minute, and then somebody called me faggot, and I
This should be a movie.
That should be a movie, right? I thought it was a very cinematic experience.
Oh!
Anyway, that was just...
I would love to hear more about that. Why don't people make movies like that anymore?
I know. Thank you.
Anyway.
So that's what we were doing on August 6th, 2017. Y'all, this was our first Patreon episode, and I have to say...
Thank y'all for joining, if you have joined.
I had fun with you, whore.
I had a lot of fun with you, too, you fucking bitch.
So the way it's going to work is we're going to have a new Patreon episode that's going to come out
every week.
In addition to our regular 90-day fiancé or whatever... You can go to
Fiancé-a-rama or some
Fiancé-a-rama. You can go to all of our other podcasts at our website at sissythattalk.com.
And we have Sweet Tea, which is our
Southern Charm
podcast.
We have Bitchcraft, which is our Sabrina the Teenage Witch podcast.
And we have River Males, which is our Riverdale podcast, which we're going to record soon.
It's kind of on hiatus.
It's on hiatus because we're going to do a couple.
And then we have Dear Maddie Show, which is the advice show from many moons ago. You can listen to all of those. Y'all are loving our merch.
I'm loving that you're loving our merch.
You're loving
that shit, y'all. Every time we get a new thing in there, my dick gets hard.
And you know what? Every time you buy a dick pic shirt, an angel gets a reach around.
go.
So yeah,
that's the sound of an angel coming, y'all.
Y'all can get shirts, you can get towels, you can get pillows, and we've got Come At Me. You might want to process that. We've got
Keep
Going Queens. We've got
Dick Pig.
All the sayings that you all love, and we appreciate you so much. And I don't think we have any other. We do have. No, I think that's it for other news, right?
So y'all should make sure to join our Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, y'all should join again under a different name just to join our Facebook group.
Name.
It's called the Sissy Squad, y'all, and we're having a blast. And like my favorite thing about the Sissy Squad is that people are posting things that just saying, you know, this is what I'm doing right now, and just come at me if you're doing this.
Yeah, some people
and
are having
people
bad
are
days
supportive,
and, days. Yes.
And it's a place for everybody. If you got kids, if you don't have kids, if you're having pregnancy issues, if you don't have pregnancy issues,
we got our single sisters in there. We love our single sisters.
It's for everybody. Sissy Squad is for everybody. It's for men, women, and everybody in between.
And if you truly hate Facebook, that's okay. You can go to Twitter at 90 Day Gays and Instagram at 90 Day Gays. We are having more and more conversations in our Instagram as well. So
and lastly, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Wherever you can leave.
I don't think you can on Patreon. I don't know how.
I don't think
we
can leave. I don't think you can leave a review.
Y'all,
on
if
Patreon.
We're doing anything wrong on Patreon from a tech aspect. Come at us and let us know.
But y'all leave us a review because we sometimes see reviews. Someone left one today that Maddie sent me, and it said bride price, and it said, I would gladly pay a bride price for Poodle. And I felt very validated.
You should have felt validated.
I felt very seen. But I'll tell you right now, that bride price would be expensive.
I don't come cheap. I said, unless they had a huge Latin dick. Then suddenly there'd be a
Then there's a discount.
then there's a discount. Y'all, and speaking of discounts, these people, they're looking for discounted love because they're just lonely hearts looking for love. But aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes. And remember, if you yourself are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.